You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
May I approach?
Yes.
Sir, did reviewing that document refresh your recollection as to the date that those items were ultimately bagged and labeled?
Yes, based on the tag on the bag, when I previously looked at it, it appears that the tag was printed on 2/4/22.
And that would be consistent with the time that the items are actually placed in the bag?
I don't know that to be true.
Because you didn't place them in the bag, Trooper Proctor did, correct? I'm sorry, former Trooper Proctor did.
I don't know who placed them in the bag.
But it wasn't you?
It was not me, no.
But the case officer, Mr. Proctor, had access to that room and was taking control over those clothing items for those 6 days that they were drying on the butcher paper, correct?
That's not necessarily correct. It could have been the evidence officers bagging the evidence once it's dried and processing it. I highly doubt Trooper Proctor had access to the Beast machine to print that label.
Right. I'm not asking if he printed the label. I'm asking if he bagged the item and walked it up to the evidence locker and the label was printed up there.
Again, I don't know who bagged the items.
That would be normal protocol, though, correct?
Somebody else bagging the items?
No. The case officer bagging the items. He's the one that seized it along with you. He laid them out on the butcher paper along with you. He would be the one to gather them up. I mean, the evidence officer's not going to come down there and do that without the case officer knowing, correct?
Not necessarily. The evidence officer's responsibility is to handle the evidence, so I don't know who handled the evidence that day.
How would the evidence officer know to go down there? How would he know that there were clothing items being laid out to dry on butcher paper, unless the case officer told him?
They would walk by it every day and see it. That's their workstation. So
right.
They would know that, hey, this evidence is drying. There's only four detectives in the office at that time working on this case. We communicate daily,
right.
So they would know that, hey, it's dried, let's bag it up.
Well, that's a lot of speculation, especially from the supervisor, literally, who just said, I have no idea who bagged it up. They weren't communicating with you, were they?
I was giving you an explanation of what could have happened.
Right. Speculation about what could have happened, right?
Well, I certainly did not bag that item.
Right. But your best estimate would be, knowing the protocols at the MSP and in your unit, would be the case officer who's controlling the items of evidence would have bagged it and submitted into the evidence locker.
I do not know who bagged it.
So for 6 days, anybody who had access to that room could have handled that clothing in any way they wanted to.
That's correct.
And that includes former Trooper Michael Proctor.
That's correct.
Do you have any kind of log to document what was happening or who was handling those items of clothing during that 6 day period before it was bagged into evidence? Any kind of a log?
I don't have a document logging the clothing laying out there. It was documented in reports and processing, I believe.
But have you ever seen a log? I'm not talking about a report after the fact. I'm talking about a log, real time log, indicating who may have come in and handled or touched or manipulated those clothes in that 6 day span of time before the bag.
I have never seen a log like that, no.
The fact is, we don't have a single document establishing the chain of custody for those items between January 29th and February 4th. That's correct, isn't it?
That is absolutely not correct.
Where's the chain? Where's the log or the document? Logging what happened to it?
We seized the clothing. It was in our possession. It was transferred for processing.
Sergeant, I'm asking you about a log, a written piece of paper, something that looks like this. It's got writing on it that logs the item between January 29th and February 4th. That doesn't exist, does it?
We did not create a log to document the documentation,
Thank you.
I'd be redundant, really.
You indicated on direct examination that you personally participated in two searches at 34 Fairview, one on February 4th, one on February 10th. Is that right?
That is not right.
What did I get wrong?
I was also there on the 3rd. 3rd, 4th, and 10th.
What did you... Who did you go with on the 3rd?
That was Trooper DeChico, Michael Proctor, and I conducting the first excavation.
And about what time was that?
It was during the morning hours. I think earlier I said it was somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30. I could have been half an hour later. I'm not exactly positive on the exact time we began the excavation.
And the other two searches were the next day, February 4th, and then February 10th.
The next time I was at Fairview Road and involved in a collection of evidence was on the 4th, when Canton PD documented the one piece and I collected. And then the 10th.
Was anything recovered on February, let's take them in order, on February 3rd?
Yes, Mr. O'Keefe's hat, straw, red and clear plastic taillight pieces. Those are the items that were recovered.
That's on the 3rd. Okay, what about the 4th?
The 4th was the red taillight piece that we displayed, I believe, that Canton PD notified me of when I was already en route there.
When you say Canton PD, who was it that notified you, if you remember?
There was, at the scene, there was Chief Berkowitz, a couple of detectives.
Sergeant Lank, does that sound right?
I do not know. I can't say yes or no. I don't recall specifically. It was raining hard, so I grabbed the item and left.
Okay. Did you write a report? I'm gonna combine these into all three dates together. Did you write any report? Actually, I won't do that. Let me ask him individually. Did you write any report about your search on the 3rd?
Somebody authored a report.
I'm asking about you.
I can't. There's over 100 reports. I'd have to take a look which report documents my activity that day.
Do you remember, as you sit here, authoring a report about your conduct or your activity on February 4th, the next day?
I don't have a memory of it, no.
Do you have a memory of authoring a report yourself about your conduct on February 10th, or your activity on February 10th?
I don't have a memory of it. It could have happened. I just don't have a memory.
The reality, Sergeant, is that no report was written about any of these searches until November 4th, 2023. Correct?
That could be a, could be possible, yes.
So literally the documentation of these three searches about which you've testified today, the documentation did not exist until, what is that math, 17, 18 months later?
That is not true. Each bag that the evidence went into was documented, the time, location, who recovered it, where it was recovered, and brief description of the items that were recovered from the scene.
And by the way, we're going to get to that in a second, the evidence bags. A report is designed to memorialize exactly what happens, when it happens, why it happened, who is there, what time it happened, things of that nature, correct?
That is one of the purposes, or some of the purposes behind the report, absolutely, yes.
And the report in this case that documented these three searches involving you, Trooper Proctor, I think DeChico, Trooper DeChico, even Canton PD officers, there was no memorialization in a report until nearly 18 months later. Is that right?
It's possible, yeah. We write reports at different times. Yeah.
I want to ask you about this February 4th visit to the crime scene. You indicated that sometime in the morning, 8:45, 9 a.m., something like that, you responded?
On the 4th, sir?
On the 4th.
I was driving to work, so I would have to say 8:45 or so. Yeah, I mean, I don't have the exact timestamp, but if you have something to refresh my memory, I could tell you if that's accurate.
I'm not going to hold you to the exact time. It was in the morning on the 4th.
It was.
All right. Did you know Chief of Police Ken Berkowitz before you responded on the 4th to 34 Fairview?
Yes, I knew who he was. I had met him previously, and he was present on the 29th when the vehicle was delivered to the Sally Port.
He was actually in the Sally Port, at least at some time, when the vehicle was delivered, correct?
He was there at some point. I had a conversation with him.
Okay. Tall guy, short guy?
Chief Berkowitz was a shorter guy.
Okay. Do you know who Brian Higgins is?
I do.
What's your relationship with Brian Higgins? Or what was it? I should be more pointed to this, Sergeant. What was your relationship back in 2022, January of 2022?
Brian Higgins was an federal agent, and I crossed paths with him on a couple of investigations, strictly professional relationship, a federal agent and a state trooper.
So not a personal relationship, more of a professional relationship?
Correct.
Did you know him to have a personal relationship with Chief Berkowitz?
I did not know.
Didn't Brian Higgins actually tell you and Michael Proctor in an interview that he had a personal relationship with Chief Berkowitz? He called him one of his better friends.
Sustained, yes, good to
hear. Sure. During the course of your investigation, did you learn, although you may not have personal knowledge of it, did you learn that Brian Higgins and Chief Berkowitz had some sort of a personal relationship?
If you show me a report stating that, I would like to take a look. If it's written in a report authored by me, or that I approved, I'll take it for to be fact.
As you sit here now, you don't have a memory of that conversation with Brian Higgins?
Do I have a memory of having a conversation with him sharing that information with me?
That's it.
I don't have a memory of him sharing that information, but if you have a report that was authored by me or Michael Proctor or any trooper in our office that says that, I will take it as gospel and testify to it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up the time to look for it. We'll put our hands on that. But in the meantime, let me ask you a few other questions. You were contacted and told to respond to 34 Fairview because Chief Berkowitz had been driving by and saw something while he was driving by, correct?
On which day, sir?
February 4th.
I'm sorry?
February 4th.
Yes, he indicated that he was driving by and saw piece of potential evidence.
And he was driving by in a car at speed, correct?
I would take that to be factual. I mean, if he's driving by, I would take it to be in the car
and
at speed.
Did you question Chief Berkowitz about, by the way, about how old was Chief Berkowitz when you met him out at 34 Fairview in 2022?
How old?
How old? Estimate. Was he in his 50s, 60s, 70s?
I have no idea how old Chief Berkowitz was.
He indicated to you that he was driving by and saw a small piece of red taillight from his car. Is that right?
Objection.
Sustained.
He indicated to you that he was driving by and saw a red something from his car, correct?
Objection.
Did you question Chief Berkowitz, after you learned this information about him driving by, did you question Chief Berkowitz about how he could possibly see a piece of red plastic from his car?
No.
Did you question Chief Berkowitz about why he was driving by 34 Fairview in the first place?
No.
Did you question Chief Berkowitz about the fact that his department had been conflicted from the case, at least in part, because of a, as you put it, a perceived or possible perception of a conflict of interest?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question, please?
Did you question Chief Berkowitz about whether or not he was aware that there was a conflict of interest between Canton PD and this investigation?
No, I didn't question, no.
Did you think that was important at the time to talk to him about that conflict of interest?
No.
Because just days earlier, Sergeant, the Canton Police Department had in fact recused itself from interviews because of a potential conflict of interest, right?
To prevent any perceived conflict of interest, they recused themselves from being involved in interviews.
Right.
I wasn't pairing up with Chief Berkowitz to interview the taillight piece. I mean, I don't...
No, I didn't figure that you were going to interview the taillight piece. We all get the comic. I'm trying to get to a point. 3 or 4 days after, 5 days after, 6 days after, Canton PD recuses itself from the investigation, at least parts of the investigation, because of a perceived conflict of interest. The brother of the homeowner being a detective, the chief of that department drives by in a car and supposedly sees a piece of plastic. Right?
That's a question.
I'm sorry?
I object.
Sustained.
Was your understanding, at least at the time, that the whole purpose of the recusal was so there would not be a perception of a conflict of interest, to avoid that?
I didn't give him much thought of the understanding why there was a recusal. I was told that they're not going to conduct interviews with us, and me being on the mission of conducting this investigation, assisting with this investigation, collecting evidence, I just knew that I needed more manpower. And the Canton police being, you know, having recused themselves, weren't going to be available to provide that manpower to conduct interviews.
And yet, it was the chief of that very department that was standing out in front of 34 Fairview when you pulled up that morning.
With his detectives, they were at the location. They weren't standing outside. They were in their vehicles because it was raining really heavily.
Well,
can we end at this?
We can, Your Honor.
All right.
Sure.
All right, so Sergeant, we'll be bringing you back tomorrow.
Thank you, Your Honor.
If for today, those same questions, please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into the case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything else about the case, please disregard it. Let us know. I'll be very careful with your social media use for some time. And again, Sergeant.
All rise for the court, please. Here's close your notebook. Follow me.
Can I see counsel about scheduling, please?
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.